Well, that's really interesting. But talking about a different type of tissue, and in this case a soft, squidgy one, I've got a question. Do you think you could carve a roast dinner using a knife that had no handle?
Not one that my mother had cooked. Definitely not.
Well, I'd imagine you would probably bleed quite a bit into it, even if it was a particularly good roast dinner, because, of course, you can't hold a sharp thing with soft tissue and expect not to do any damage. But this is actually almost exactly what a squid has to do every time it uses its beak. Now, scientists at the University of California at Santa Barbara have discovered how this sharp, hard beak attaches to the soft, squidgy body, and this leads the way for new materials which can actually perform more than one task, sort of multitasking materials. Now, squid beaks are very, very strong. In fact, the tip of them, called the rostrum, is some of the hardest and stiffest wholly organic materials known. So it doesn't involve any bits of stone or anything, it's just wholly organic, and it's one of the hardest things we know of. It's never been fully understood how this stiff, hard material attaches to the soft material that makes up the rest of a squid's body.
Because you'd think the squid would just change shape when it tried to bite onto something. It would just deform.
Exactly, and you'd think it wouldn't be able to transfer the forces it needs to bite through its prey. But actually, they've found out that the beak can transmit these forces because of the way that it works, in that there's a gradient of chemicals from the soft, squidgy bit to the really hard, sharp tip. Now, Ali Miserez and his colleagues spotted the clue for this in the colour of the beak, because it fades from almost black at the tip to almost completely transparent where it attaches to the rest of the body. So they took slices through the beak of the Humboldt squid, and they looked at the change in chemicals as you go along the colour gradient. And they found that basically there's a gradient in the amount of water, chitin, which is a bit like keratin, which is the stuff that hair and claws and things is made of, and also proteins that contain something called DOPA. So this gradient goes along with the colour. So at the very tip, the sharpest, stiffest bit, there's far more dopamine-containing protein, there's very little water and very little chitin. And the DOPA-containing protein makes really strong cross bonds. So this makes it really stiff. And then as you get along, there's more water, more chitin, less protein. So it effectively just has this neat, tidy gradient allowing the forces to be transferred evenly without there being a point where the beak would break.
Are there any ways in which we could exploit this? Because this sounds like quite a clever strategy to get around an age-old engineering problem.
Well, yes, there are lots of different problems, one of them being muscles sticking to boats. Now, if you could find a way to attach biologically active materials to a solid metal surface, which is in many ways what they're doing here, there are two materials with very different properties and they're attaching them together, then this would mean that you wouldn't get hull surface fouling. But they could also use it for things like attaching biologically active chemicals to bone transplants, to bone implants, and also things like stents could be able to have extra stuff attached to them just by using this method.
It's amazing what you find when you drill down into nature a bit, isn't it?